CNN's Philip, fraud in Minnesota isn't being covered up even if there's not enough accountability. By Ian Hanschett on December 30, 2025. On Monday's broadcast of CNN Newsnight, host Abby Philip discussed fraud in Minnesota and stated that the idea that this has not been investigated is completely bunk. That is not true. Not only has it been reported, it is being investigated. As the Trump DOJ is actually trying to point out, tonight. But there likely hasn't been enough accountability. But just because conservatives are finding out about something for the first time doesn't make it new and doesn't make it some kind of cover-up. Philip began by saying, after weeks of bubbling under the surface, the welfare fraud scandal has MAGA's attention. But all of these allegations have been public for a decade. The Minneapolis Star Tribune highlights the investigations that stretch back to 2015, when daycare centers were raided, and since then, the newspaper has done more than 300 stories on these allegations. Back in 2022, the New York Times investigation helped lead to some of the first charges brought by President Biden's DOJ. But that's not stopping the Trump administration. It says that Homeland Security Department officials are going door to door in Minneapolis to investigate suspected fraud sites. But critics fear it's just a pretext to intensify the immigration crackdown targeting Somalis in Minnesota. She added, "The idea that this has not been investigated is completely bunk. That is not true. Not only has it been reported, it is being investigated. As the Trump DOJ is actually trying to point out, tonight. So, just because conservatives are finding out about something for the first time doesn't make it new and doesn't make it some kind of cover-up." She added that there wasn't this level of outcry in 2024 when CNN reported on fraud issues in the state. Philip then said there are people found guilty of fraud who were pardoned or had their punishments lessened by Trump. And CNN senior political commentator Scott Jennings responded that he won't defend anyone who commits fraud. Philip further stated that everyone should want accountability here. And there has not been enough, probably. And it's fine if people want to launch a political campaign against Waltz. She also said Waltz has encouraged investigations into fraud. Follow Ian Hanschett on Twitter @IanHanschett.